When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me bang you.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus! Not for gay Jesus, people!
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. We got a great show today. We have Bill Dawes and Don Fry, and then we have Terrence McKinney is joining us. He was on a huge winning streak, as well as Alex Nicholson. Sean is at the doctor, so Sean's not going to be here, which sucks. But we're going to have a great show. How was your Thanksgiving, Bill Dawes?
Why is Sean at the doctor for? What is he at the doctor for? His back?
His tooth. He's getting a tooth filled. He's getting major back surgery in December. So hopefully he's better, man. I can't imagine the pain that guy goes to, because he's already like a huge dude. I mean, people don't realize how big McCorkle is.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's what, 6'7", you know, 320 pounds. The guy's fucking enormous. So for him to be in pain.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Don.
Yeah.
I mean, you were a lot of pain last week, right, Don?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of pain if you're 6'7", 320. You know,
dude, I mean, he's just all day long, you know, just in pain. And he's been to, he's been to Germany a couple times. He's been to here. He's been there. He's been all kinds of surgery all over the world, and no one seems to can help him. Like, you know, I and he's bitter even without the pain. So like with the pain, forget about it. Don, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was real good. Spent it with my girlfriend Lisa and Steve Owen. He's my judo sensei corner man for all my fights, you know. And him and his girlfriend Sherry, and we just had some steaks and potatoes, and I had a good time, man.
Was it as good as your first one with the Indians back in the day, or no?
No, the one with the Indians was fun because we killed the bastards afterwards.
I knew that was coming.
Oh man, I thought that might have been
those we didn't kill right away. We gave, you know, some blankets with smallpox in it, so it got them eventually.
That's great.
American way, baby. Oh,
Jesus. And then Bill, how was your Thanksgiving?
I was at the Laugh Factory feeding homeless people.
Oh wow! Were you with Buster before she got the DUI that night? Tiffany Haddish, were you?
Yes, with? I was with. Yeah.
Oh man, how drunk was she?
I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen Tiffany not drunk in the past 10 years.
You know,
I think it's her coping mechanism to be famous.
Tiffany is so likable, and she's such a fun person. And after she got her first DUI, the next day she was on Jimmy Fallon. And like making jokes about it, and everyone's laughing and telling her how brave and how great she's doing. And I'm like, this is not a good thing. Like, I understand like great ratings are important and like yada yada, but I mean, if I was somebody who lost a family member or a kid to a drunk driver, I'd be fucking pissed, you know, that they're and then lo and behold, a year later, another DUI, and look, I'm not blaming Jimmy Fallon and the people, but man, I hope it's a wake up call, Tiffany, because she's beyond talented, and like, who needs it?
I mean, at this point, she's had two within a year. Does she have to blow into a tube in order to drive now? That sounds sexual, but you know what I mean.
I don't think so.
Yeah. She can blow it. Yeah. If she wants to write for me, she does.
Great. Of course. So I was in New York. So I had a friend, one of my best friends from high school. We were like inseparable. He's such a character, this guy. I love the guy, but we were always getting in trouble together. It was like beyond funny. Like we snuck into the garden one time to watch Sugar Shane Mosley fight Vernon Forrest. We get in the front row.
Oh, wow.
And then right before the fight starts, it's like silent. He goes, "Who's fighting?" I mean, this is the kind of shit that he would be like, and he was serious, right? They're like, "Who's fighting? Yeah. Aren't you guys in the front?" So I actually missed his wedding. I moved to California. I had no money. I went through all my money really fast. I was at negative $900 in my account. You know, so every time you buy something, it costs you $25. So I like missed his wedding. And it was one of those things where we like didn't talk afterwards. 15 years. He was mad, but I couldn't afford to go. I even tried stripping. I think I lost money stripping. That's how bad I was trying everything.
So now you can't see you being successful with that.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Even in San Francisco, you know.
Appreciate that, Don. So now we actually reconnected last year, and I was in therapy always talking about how, you know, I like, you know, messed up and blah blah blah, and how I like missed my friend. So we actually reconnected. And he was like,
"Wait, did she tell you just make a fucking phone call?"
I tried.
Did she tell you just pick up the phone and call him?
I tried. He kept hanging up on me. He's like, "Dude, you missed my wedding."
Why? Because you didn't go to his wedding?
Yes.
That's the reason?
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
I was in the wedding party. Anyway, he invited me to his kid's bar mitzvah. So I'm like,
you're the best man, huh?
So I actually made this. I took my family to New York and we went to a bar mitzvah. And my friend is such a Trump supporter, my friend, that you know how they give out gifts at the bar mitzvahs? You know how they give out like lights and this? They give out MAGA hats. Yeah. They give out MAGA hats to the kids. And the kids love it.
Hell yeah. Kids have sense. Kids have fucking sense. Yes.
The kids absolutely loved it. So that was, and then I took my wife, my daughter wanted to go to the Statue of Liberty. I took her to the Statue of Liberty and with my friend and his kid. And it was funny because there's like a big movie, you know, like there's a movie, like the beginning, you know, how the Statue of Liberty came over from France and all the this and that. So I was with my wife and I started like rubbing her. And I go to my friend, I'm like, "Is it inappropriate to finger bang my wife during this movie?" And of course, like my wife heard this and she's just fucking hit me, you know, she's like, "What a," but. There was another
keep friend. It with D-Lo, huh?
Yeah, right. She wouldn't let me. There was another friend I had who I also lost touch with because he didn't invite me to his wedding.
Who let you?
Because he this other guy next to me. Because there was another guy, my friend, this kid Joey, his wife didn't like me. I met his wife twice. So I didn't get invited to the wedding because of his wife. So now we haven't talked.
I understand that. So I understand that completely, yeah.
So of course he was there, and I haven't seen him forever, and I was a little nervous, but he was nice. Talked about kids and stuff, and then he starts off with, "Look, I don't know anything about comedy." When anytime anyone says, "I don't know anything about comedy," but you know it's going to be something annoying. Right?
They're going to give you they're going to bitch about your show and your act and all that. Tell you what you're doing wrong, right?
Of course. So it's, "I don't know anything about comedy, but, you know, can't you make it later on in life when you're older?" Which is kind of a, like, kind of a dig, you know, basically. So I'm like, I'm not going to give him this, you know? So I said, "Well, it depends on what you think of making it is." Some people think making it is selling out Madison Square Garden. Other people think making it is having a living and a family and being a working comic. Other people think passing a comedy club. So I gave him that answer because I didn't want to give it to him of like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill, do you get that a lot?
Do I get people never give me advice about comedy?
Yeah, or like try to give you some kind of a backhanded compliment. Like, "Hey, don't you think you should try doing this or that?" Or
oh, I love it when people say, never. "Hey, you know, keep going at it. Keep going. You do good, man. Keep going. Keep trying. Keep it up." I love when some after a show is like, "Hey, man, you're really funny. Keep it up." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I'm doing, dude. I am keeping it up.
Don't quit.
Need the encouragement from a random stranger from Wichita."
Yeah, like don't quit. Like you were ever going to quit. You know, you get all the time. You get the I thought you were funny, or man, tough crowd, or I was laughing, or another comic bombs on the set and tries to put you into their misery by going, man, this crowd sucks. I'm always like, oh, I love them. Even if they did suck, I always tell them I love them because I'm like, oh, I'm not getting into your fucking, I'm not going to get into your shitty. So anyway, so there was that. And now I broke up with my therapist. I have to go see, you know, it's been 3 years and I just feel like, you ever like, are you in therapy, Don or Bill? No.
No.
No. We're just me and Don are kind of perfect. So why do we need therapy?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we had alcohol.
Alcohol.
Well, mushrooms. Anyway, male or female therapist?
She's a female. And it's actually hard because I'm like not looking forward to seeing her anymore. I never look forward to it. I feel like it's a chore.
Well, fuck, I'd go see her all the time then. Shit.
And I don't feel like I'm getting much out of it. It was a lot easier to get stuff out.
What does he charge?
Then I'm like, it's on my insurance. So it's like $50 an hour, you know. You know, I mean, after the insurance, but it's one of those things where I'm like, listen, you know, thank you for everything you've done for me. I've really grown in a person. At this point in my life, I just don't want to, I want to go in a different direction. Like, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then she beat me. She goes, hey, it's okay. I can refer you to other people. Like now I feel like I'm being dumped.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Well, it wasn't you. It's me. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Now I want to see her again.
I know somebody who can do you. I know somebody who can do better for you, you know? Make you feel like a real man. Yeah.
Because you probably thought you were being very entertaining for her too, right? You probably thought like, she must miss me. I'm hilarious.
Couples therapy was the
worst. He's trying his act on her. Yeah.
Dude, no, couples therapy.
For sure. That's what comics do.
Couples therapy was the worst because I had an audience. I had two people. So it was, I would be like, they'd be like, what do you want to work? What do you like about your, about the,
you know, the biggest audience you're in front of? Did you get stage fright?
Yes. Lots of stage fright. That was, dude, there was one time in couples therapy. They were like, so what do you like about your significant other? And I'm like, well, I mean, she's hot. You know, she's cool. She got big titties, tight vagina. Like I was, and then they asked her and she was like, well, he's loyal and he's, and they all these nice, and I'm like, can I change my answer? Like,
he's a dog.
Yeah, that was it, you know. And I was like, one time I said, I go, you know, she
sound like a fucking Labrador, right?
I'm like, she used to be cool. She used to make out with girls.
She's like, well, one time. Nice, he used to be warm.
Yeah, right. All right.
So, wait, Adam, when you started your relationship, did you think that you were going to have a threesome because she made out with a girl in college?
No.
You never thought that was on the table?
No, I knew anybody that I really cared about, like really, I was never going to have a threesome with, you know, because to me, threesomes are reserved for two people.
Right.
Two people that like you're just going to have fun with. And it's just a mutual understanding that we're not really going to ever. Because if you have.
Yeah.
I find those couples that like swing or they bring in other people. It seems like it never works out in the long run. You know, it's always fun at first, but it just seems like, I mean, that's my personal experience. Other people have, and then I directed this music video.
Yeah. One ends up killing the other. It's miserable.
Yes, exactly. I directed this music video with Angela Hill, right, for the awards. And it's really, really funny. But she's got four backup dancers and they're all jiu-jitsu girls with like, you know, big butts, like, you know, big boobs, small waist. And they're all wearing, it's like
Brazilians.
No, but it's like a parody of like a sexy red, like video, like Pound Town, just left Pound Town. Right. And they're all just, but I'm not naked, but you could just ask that dude. And directing this, I had to like look away because I don't want to look at, I have to look at what I'm directing.
It's your erection. Your erection was kind of the problem, right?
Dude, I had to, like, I've never, like, actively looked away at, like, four girls twerking before. But you don't want to be, like, that creepy director of, like, nice. Yeah, this is great.
Hey, let me adjust you. Move your cheeks here a little bit.
Right. But at the same time, I, like, want to get the shot. You know, I have to do a good job. That was Chet. Have you ever had that experience, Bill or Don?
Right. So you did it for art.
Yes.
No. I was creepy. I just stayed creepy the whole time.
Now that it's summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for sunny, active days. I know I am, okay? And Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Not number two, number one. It can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals, okay? Are you too busy with summer plans to cook? I am. It takes me forever to cook, and I ruin the meals. But I want to make sure that I'm eating well, and so should you. Well, with Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning, okay? While still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. The Factor is fresh, never frozen. Their meals are ready in just 2 minutes. That's right, 2 minutes. Although when I do stuff in 2 minutes, my wife complains, okay? But not with Factor. All you got to do is heat and enjoy and then get back outside and soak up this warm weather. Vitamin D, all right? Looking for calorie-conscious options this summer? You can try the delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. That's, you burn that off, I don't know, jogging, all right? You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? I do. We'll try the Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein. Hell yeah. Get rough. Look at these guns, people, all right? So check it out. Check out Factor. Head to factormeals.com/roasted50 and use code roasted50 and get 50% off your first box. That's half off your first box. That's code roasted50 at factormeals.com/roasted50 to get 50% off your first box. All right. Check it out. You're going to thank me later. I got this cute dog. She's teething right now, but she's adorable. All right. No more biting. Got to get some chew toys. So thank you guys so much. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And check out Factor right now.
All right. So let's talk about some of the things that are going on in the MMA world. All right. So a couple things. I don't know. You guys watched the PFL fights over the weekend?
No.
Nobody watched the PFL.
Didn't know anything about it.
All right. So it was their big thing for $1 million. They had six fighters, each won $1 million. I don't know how they're doing this. They're just giving money away. They charge $50. I don't know anybody that ordered it. But people, I mean, they didn't, I guess they have Saudi Arabia money where they just.
There must be, sorry. There must be like money laundering. People are like,
Joe, they got Joe Biden money.
Seriously, when's the
next. Hunter and Joe Biden are investing.
When's the Netflix documentary going to come out about this? Because this is basically. I've never seen anything where it's they just have more money and more money and give you more money and nothing is coming in. But yeah. it seems to work. So this guy Impa won it, right? This guy Impa.
Oh, it's called the U.S. Treasury, you know, the government, the Congress.
Dude, you're not kidding. So this guy named Impa, who I met last year in Florida. I'm talking about last year at this time in Florida, last January. He got cut from the UFC. He was the guy on the wrong end. Remember that guy, Joaquin Buckley, did that kick where the guy caught his leg and he did that crazy fight? He was the guy that got knocked out, right? And he lost a bunch of fights in a row. He was training my friend from high school, who's not even a fighter, just like in his garage, just training him, right? Yeah. He won $1 million in the PFL.
Holy shit. Wow. Good. That's good for him.
Yeah. He won like six fights in a row. He beat everybody. It was amazing.
Does PFL not drug test? How did he go from losing all those fights to winning all those fights? Just the level of competition?
The level, first it was kind of easier because it was like contender series to get into the PFL contender. And then he has great knockout power and he just happened to not fight any wrestlers. Like he didn't go against any wrestlers. So everybody was a striker. And the guy who he went up against, who was a jiu-jitsu, like, you know, protege, just couldn't get him to the ground. It was just, So that was that. Bubba Jenkins was supposed to fight Chris Wade. Chris Wade missed weight by 2.5 pounds. This was not for the $1 million. This is for like a regular fight. And Bubba said, no, I'm not fighting him. And then Chris put all these posts, like, you said you wanted to fight me. It was this. It was on site. But and Bubba was like, and said he was an alternate, but didn't get the fight. Don, who's in the wrong here for that? Guy missed weight by 2.5 pounds.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you're supposed to be a professional. You're supposed to make weight. You know, that's the first, that's half the fucking fight, making weight.
So you think he was right, Bubba, for not taking the fight?
Well, shouldn't they pay him? Don't they give you a percentage of the opponent's purse? You know, something like that.
I think he's managed by Ali Abdulaziz, so I'm pretty sure he got paid, you know, because he's a manager that gets all his guys paid. But yeah, so I guess he got paid either way. I don't think he got the full money, but that was the one fight I was looking forward to. That was the one fight I was looking forward to. And then Derek Brunson was over there too. And Derek Brunson said he made more money. Let me see if I could find this share screen. Cause I got a lot of videos to here. So Derek Brunson said, Derek Brunson writes, he says, Can you guys see? I made so much cash tonight. I may never fight again. It's been real, guys. PFL took care of your boy. And he won his fight against Ray Cooper III, who's a tough Hawaiian. So, yeah. He was, Derek,
he won one fight, and he said he made that much money on one fight.
Yeah, that he might never fight again. That's what he said. Now, are you following all this Ian Garry stuff? Don, you following
me? Oh, a little bit. Refresh me a little bit. All right,
so Ian Garry is a guy from Ireland. They're calling him the next Conor McGregor. He's 9-0. He's a monster. The guy's a monster. Has never lost a round so far. Just been killing, running through everybody, right? Everybody. He beat Neil Magny his last fight. He destroyed Neil Magny. So for some reason, he got banned from the gym in England where Leon Edwards. They're like, you can't train here. And then Paddy the Batty said that Leon knocked him out in sparring. And they don't want him to train there because eventually he might fight Leon Edwards, which I guess makes sense. Yeah, you don't want this guy at the gym.
Sure.
Well, then it came out now for some reason that his wife's like this hot 41-year-old, 42-year-old. So Ian Garry was in an interview and he said, I would never date a gold digger. I would never date a woman like that. Well, his wife wrote a book called How to Be a Wag. Right, which is a wife and girlfriend. A wag in England is basically a wife and girlfriend professional athlete. Like they have like a, it's all about, they have their own, like, kind of like the housewives.
A gold digger.
Yeah.
Well, a gold digger.
So yeah. She wrote a book about it, right? A book about
fucking whore. A fucking whore. Yeah, how to be a whore and rob people. Yes.
I mean, what if that's their preference? What if people are just really turned on by athletes? I mean,
that's a lot of preference. A lot of lazy ass, broads that are self, you know, they just self-serving. They just keep their body in shape, and then they fuck the guy. And when he's broke, then they go start fucking somebody else. You know, and they
is even Ian Garry really even like, I mean, she could have went for a soccer player. She could have went for a, you know, a baseball player or a cricket player, rugby. But so now in comes to Jake Shields, right? So Jake Shields has to chime in. He goes, before they dated, Ian Garry's 40-year-old wife wrote a book teaching young girls how to bang and date professional athletes. Apparently her ex-husband lives with them. So now it gets, the plot thickens. The woman's ex-husband, who's a nutritionist. This is all allegedly, by the way. It's worse than the entire Logan Paul situation. So she writes this book. It's for $5, How to Be a Wag, the ultimate guide to catching the man of your dreams. The hot new career option is to be a wag. And we're here to tell you how to become part of the most prestigious wives and girlfriends club. Ever dreamed of walking in the footsteps of Victoria Beckham, Cheryl Cole, or Colin Roney? The guide is everything you need to know. We tell you how to pull off wag style, give great makeup tips. There's advice on dealing with the paparazzi, partying like a wag, wag diets, and much more. If you want to bag the next David Beckham or flirt with the likes of Fernando Torres, this is the guide for you, right? Now, so she wrote a book on it. So now in comes Sean Strickland, right? So now Sean Strickland, which is may or may not be Don Fry's son, writes, he goes, you know, I never talk about a girl, fighter's girl, but fuck. I almost feel bad for Ian Garry. Your girl is a succubus. Sorry, bro. It happens to all of us once. You got played. Hashtag wag. Hope you have a good treat. Right? So now, income. So now Ian Garry actually threatened to sue Sean Strickland, right?
On what the grounds? Defamation?
Oh, fuck.
Yes, on defamation and saying that it's not true. So in comes the wife, right? The wife, by the way, she's pretty hot. I'm not going to lie. She's so now she's saying the ex-husband. Can you guys see this?
This one's the big reveal.
No.
I wrote a book called
No.
Okay. Black. And that statement itself
there we go.
This is truth number two. And this one's the big reveal. I wrote a book called How to Be a Wag. And that statement itself is a little bit of a stretch. I can hardly call myself an author of an 11-page Audible-only satire story that was written in 2010. Now, 2010, that context is key because that was during the FIFA World Cup, where I was working at OK Magazine, working with various different gossip mags, and we were creating this hilarious satire look at wives and girlfriends in football. That's what WAG stands for, wives and girlfriends. It's got nothing to do with age. And I wasn't even then. I wasn't 40 then, was I? So come on. A little bit of apps. If you want to call me an author for that, sweet. I think it's more of a lighthearted podcast, but I was well ahead of anyone who takes it as
so, yeah, so she's there. And now people are calling her a groomer.
At the time, it was some bullshit things that people have been saying, that my ex-husband lives with us. No, he doesn't. And no, he never has. You're just making that up.
All right. So now, so there she is saying she's a satire book, 10 pages. That's a long article.
Pages. That's like someone being like, oh, I made a racist joke, but I'm not racist. And then you see them wearing a Klan hood later. You know what I mean? Obviously, that's not satire. That's her fucking mode of living.
She is pretty hot. I mean, we got to admit, she's a very pretty girl. You know, I mean, look, and now people are calling her a groomer, and it just kept going. So in comes, of course, Dylan Danis. Dylan Danis is somehow has been in her DMs, and they've been going back and forth. All right, so here we go. All right, so Dylan Danis, this is very important. This is what happens, by the way, when you don't have fights for a week. So he writes, morning. So Dylan Danis's wife put the prayer, I guess. He writes, where you're from? This is 2018, England, but half Brazilian. How are you today? Very cool. And then he goes, do I show the rest? That was as of 3 hours ago.
oh boy.
Man, I don't, she seems like a pretty cool girl.
Before she was with Ian Garry, right? The Dylan Danis exchange was before.
Yes, I think she was before. And then Mike Perry then joined, who's now, he's calling out Sean Strickland, saying, what are you doing? You're harassing people's wives, this and that, you know, so he's defending. So Mike Perry's very upset about this, about Sean Strickland. Any advice, Don Fry? You've been around all this for a long time.
Ah, shit. I got no advice for Sean. Sean does better than I do. Hell, so you know, I like watching Sean, like listening to him and watching him. He puts on better acts, better shows. So, you know, what can I say to him?
Alex Nicholson, you're a guy. I can't hear you for some reason. Sound. Can't hear you. Fuck. I can't hear Alex Nicholson. By the way, Alex.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Alex Nicholson.
Mute button.
The mute's not on though. Is it Sparting? Oh, here we go. So Alex Nicholson is a monster, by the way. The guy will fight anyone, anywhere, anytime. And I've seen him with some of the hottest one I've ever seen in my life, by the way. He comes to my show with these Russian models. They're all like in public. They're all kind of like, you know, wearing clothes. Instagram, they're all half naked, if not 80% naked. Alex, how are you?
God intended. Yes.
How are Alex? Can you hear me now? Alex. Fuck. For some reason, what do you think it is? The audio? Right. That's obviously the audio. All right. So we'll keep going with this.
Yeah. Make sure you got to be on Wi-Fi because it's almost impossible with Zoom if you're not on Wi-Fi.
While Alex gets his sound.
I can hear you.
There you go. Alex, there we go. Alex, what are your thoughts on the whole Ian Garry cougar girlfriend wife situation?
He's staying with like the ex or something. I saw online. I mean, it sounds like he's a fucking pimp. It's not. It's the ex husband. It sounds like he's staying at some other guy's house. And he's not paying rent. He's fucking his wife.
You know what? That's the Spartan perspective. I never looked at it that way.
I mean, right as righteously, you know, I try to keep God on my mind, speak, and I try to, you know, it's huge for me. I try to stay righteous because I got, you know, kids looking up to me and shit, and I say dumb shit sometimes because I think it's fucking funny. But who knows the situation? I mean, he seems like a good, cool fucking guy, and he takes care of his kids. And I get it's funny. You know, we poke at things and have fun in the media and entertainment. But shit, dude, he's doing it. He's fucking, you know, if he's making them fight, sex, living rent-free, taking care of his kids, good for him.
By the way, Don, I don't know if that's your stomach or your dog. But I'm just hearing growling. I believe it's your dog.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's my back. My back's bothering me a little.
Okay, your back is bothering you. I'm hearing. We have a guest here. We have
my back is fucking.
Sorry to hear that. Now, Bill, did you see Alex's last fight?
When was it?
Kind of so Alex Nicholson is a monster. He's been in the UFC. He's been in the PFL. He's fought in Russia. He's fights everywhere. Anywhere you have fights, this guy will show up. So now he fights in bare knuckle MMA. MMA wasn't dangerous enough.
I didn't know they had bare knuckle MMA yet.
They do. They have Jorge Masvidal's bare knuckle MMA.
Yeah.
And they're paying people allegedly great money. And the fights are all free on YouTube. Another business model that I don't understand either, right? But this
money laundering. People need to launder their money. They need to write things off as an expense.
All right, and get tax credit. That is not the official statement of this podcast. That is Bill's opinion. But so this was his last fight.
Used by our guests are not officially endorsed by.
Yes. Right.
So, Don, look at this fight. So, he fights guy, bare knuckle MMA. You got to see it. The whole fight's 30 seconds, so it's not going to take too long.
When Alex left with the double knee in the middle of the cage.
You got to see this. So, this guy
is a super athlete.
Comes out swinging.
Runs straight into McLean. McLean. Now, Alex.
Whoa.
Down.
Oh, it's over.
Wow. But kind of.
Now, were you worried you killed him?
No, man. I mean, God bless him. But I didn't mean to hit him so much extra, honestly. I didn't realize he was out because his foot was kind of fucking twitching. I had the thing, I was a little ahead of him. So afterwards, I did my little hump because he said I was going to kiss the canvas. There was a little bit of adrenaline and excitement. But after, you know, I said a little prayer for him. I didn't think he was dead because I saw his eyes twitching. I knew he was
there. You knew he was
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I knew he was all right. I mean, but he got what he asked for. I'm usually real respectful, and in the past, I knock people unconscious. They hit the ground, I walk away. So I didn't mean to do any extra harm. But at the same time, in that moment, it was fuck that guy. He told me I was going to kiss the canvas.
Yeah,
I was being respectful. I was being nice. And then in my head, psychologically, I'm thinking, who the fuck is this guy? He must not know who I am. Let me show him real quick. And I did.
Were you hurt at all?
Aren't you also supposed to keep hitting until the ref stops you? Isn't that the protocol?
Yeah. I mean, as Monster, I would say it's super necessary, right?
Right. Well, yeah, that guy
is the protocol.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're not familiar with my fights, like Adam said, not being egotistical, not talking myself up, but when I hit people, they quit fucking moving. There's no TKO.
Now, he clipped you up. Were you rocked at all?
It woke me up, man. I was surprised to see that he just had the confidence he did, to be quite honest with you. I mean, yeah, he's a pro fighter, but he came out swinging. And if your chin goes up in the air, it's going to be a long night for you. You can't come out swinging like that. I mean,
yeah. Now, adjusted. How do you prepare for bare knuckle MMA? Like, do you just, do you not use gloves at all in practice?
No, I hit the mitts bare knuckle. I mean, I've been conditioning the fuck out of them for a few years now. I got them pretty even. And I think it's about hitting, you know, your cross or your jab. Your hook, see, it's the way my bones go. The uppercut, it's more about turning that body Mike Tyson style, keeping it connected, or you're going to break the metatarsal in your hand.
Dude.
And
yeah,
I mean, I've gotten a lot of fights out on the basketball court coming up, bare knuckle. I mean, I never had a problem punching somebody bare knuckle. I like that it's gotten very popular. I like that people think it's that much big of a deal. Like, yeah, sure, maybe you're cut, but if a 4-ounce glove padded, I'm gonna punch you way fucking harder, honestly. Because I have the confidence in my wrap. You know, it's exposed knuckles, but we wrap our metacarpals. So my wrist and my metacarpals are fine. As long as my knuckles are hard, I'm good. I punch hard shit soft over and over like breaking champions do. I worked a little bit.
What do you punch to train your knuckles? You punch trees like they do in Thailand with the shins?
No, that I don't think that'd be very beneficial, man. I punch 400-pound bags. We have 400-pound heavy bags, and as long as I hit that, my wrist doesn't bend, I'll be all right. And you know, I see you're pulling it up right here. The Platinum One and me have been training together since we were 16 years old. We actually met Don Try in fucking Arizona. Years ago when I fought for Iron Boy, we met Don. He was there when I fought Daniel Madrid. And me and Mike was there as well.
Don, do you remember this at all?
Iron Boy Promotion. Iron Boy MMA, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yes, sir.
So sorry. I apologize, man. What year was it?
It was 4 years ago, 2019.
What did Don say to you?
Hello. Him and Mike did a face off in the ring.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, respectfully, you guys, it was silly. You guys were goofing around.
And, well, Mike who?
Mike Perry.
Mike Perry.
Oh, okay. It's like, damn, Mike Tyson. I don't ever meet Mike Tyson. I mean, man, I'm really slipping here, man. It's starting to worry me.
Well, I mean, there was 3 weeks in a row where I asked Don what he did last weekend. He told me the same story about him meeting like the Secretary of State and going hunting with him. And I'm like, Don, you said that That was last week, and you told me that same. Anyway, so this week, Eddie Alvarez versus Mike Perry. Now, I can't wait for this fight, but Eddie Alvarez fought at 155, and then Perry fought at 185?
Yep. No, Mike didn't fight. He fought MMA at welterweight.
Oh, okay. So he was 170.
I will say that Mike's been walking around at like 200 pounds lately, so.
I mean, what weight is this fight at?
I guess they don't have weight divisions in bare knuckle.
No, they have.
No, they do. I think that they agreed to meet at 65. I'm not positive, though.
Wow. Is Perry going to make 165?
I mean, he's made 55 before.
Got it. By the way, Alex was at
he fought. Mike beat Preston Parsons years ago in Jacksonville at 155. I mean, granted, you could see his fucking cheekbones. And
he was
shredded to the bone. I mean,
yeah, when I did my comedy special, Bill, it was Mike Perry. Everyone was wearing masks. UFC at the Apex, Mike Perry and his pregnant girlfriend. And Mike is missing weight by like 8 pounds, like coming up and still fighting. Thank God Alex was there. Cause every time I told the joke that was a little going too far, he looked at Alex and Alex was like, he's okay. Like, don't kill him. thank God Alex Nicholson was there.
What a weird show that was. I feel like we were in the fucking Twilight Zone.
Yes, it was like right during COVID. it was right during COVID. So Eddie Alvarez, Mike Perry is a great fight, though. How do you see this fight going down, Alex?
I see, you know, Eddie moving and trying to be elusive like he is, and maybe even flipping and hitting a few, and then Mike just hitting him with one shot that completely knocks him the fuck out. Mm. Like, I think Mike's just too powerful.
Yeah.
Like you said, I believe Eddie's just too small of a guy. And confidence is great, but I mean, size might not matter in a fight if you have a very, very skilled guy versus a guy that's not as skilled. You could take a very, very skilled guy and then a guy that weighs 50 pounds heavier, and sure, that skilled guy's going to beat his ass. But when you have two equally skilled guys and one hits harder and is, you know, a little better, I mean, I don't see Eddie just doing what Mike did to Luke Rockhold, and I don't see him doing it to Michael Venom Page. And then on that Triller card, Mike fought the next WBC champion or whatever, that was a boxer, and they wore boxing gloves, and Mike still beat that guy's ass. So I think Mike's just in his prime, and Eddie Alvarez is an older guy just trying to pick up a check.
Right. Don, how do you see this fight going?
I think that Eddie thinks he's still an animal. And of course you're going to, but we, you know, like in the Rocky movie, shit, you're getting old, you're getting slow. But sorry, go ahead.
How old is Eddie Alvarez?
I don't know, but he's up there and he's had wars and he's been knocked down a lot. He's been knocked out a lot. He's been hurt a lot. Mike Perry might have the craziest chin in the history of combat sports. He's never been knocked down by a punch, ever.
Never
been
knocked down?
I mean, I think maybe in a boxing match, maybe a long time ago, but I mean.
It was a TKO, and he was more tired than he was hurt.
The guy just has
I was there that night.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like, you're right. Like I felt Luke Rockhold was going to be too big for him. And he made Luke Rockhold quit. Which, yeah, he was knocking out his teeth. And I think at one point, Luke Rockhold just woke up and said, what am I doing this for? Why did I sign up for this? I never saw a fighter in real time just go at Luke Rockhold's level, go, man, this is just not, this is stupid. Like, get me out of here.
You literally, you're completely right, Adam. You saw the whole thought process of Luke Rockhold. You saw him fucking like, stop. And be like, my tooth's knocked out? Fuck this shit. I quit.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And he's – Mike Perry is a guy that you're going to have to kill him. You're going to have to kill the guy to beat him.
Yeah.
Don Fry, how do you
– There's some guys
I think Jerry's gonna win. He's at his peak, you know. So no opportunity for the other guy.
Alex, what are you saying? That there's some guys what?
Some guys fight until they're hurt, and then they decide, okay, I'm hurt, I'm done for the night. And then there's other guys that fight until they are separated from consciousness. You have to separate them from consciousness. And Mike's one of those guys.
Yeah, as are you, and are Don Fry. Don Fry, I think, was a guy that you have to kill. You'd have to kill Don Fry to beat him.
100%.
Thank you.
On this card, Ben Rothwell versus Todd Duffy. Now, this is Todd. I don't know who Todd Duffy's manager is, but man, this is his first bare knuckle fight, and he's fighting Ben Rothwell, another guy who 2-0 in bare knuckle, but just hits like a fucking. I mean, Overeem couldn't stop this guy. Remember that Overeem fight where Overeem just. Unloaded on the guy and Rothwell just took it and then beat Overeem. That was insanity. And I like Todd Duffy, but why would you sign up for your first fight against Ben Rothwell? Alex, how do you see this fight going?
I mean, if Todd Duffy tries to play bloody knuckles and go for it and just out tough him, it's going to be very bad for him. But I think if Todd Duffy took the approach of I'm going to stick and I'm going to move, I'm going to be elusive, I'm going to hit, not get hit, I think it could be an easy night for him.
You think so? You're not really that impressed with Ben Rothwell's boxing skills?
I mean, I'm not downplaying it, but if I fought Ben Rothwell, I would beat the shit out of him and he wouldn't touch me. Like, I would slap box him. I would not get hit by him. He can't take me down. He can't glitch me. Like, I think that, you know, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. It's never really been my style. But I would not go in there like, oh, okay, I'm going to knock Ben Rothwell the fuck out. And I think Todd Duffy is a cerebral fighter. I think he's a cerebral, smart guy. He thinks about things, and I think he's going to try to jab and move. And for 6 minutes, you know, that's not that hard.
Bill, thoughts on this fight?
I mean, it's very hard to disagree with anything Alex says because he's an expert on these guys. But, like, I feel like Rothwell was always slow. And isn't he also getting a little long in the tooth, too?
Yes, but yes. Todd Duffy's a guy that, like, his upside is ridiculous. I mean, he's got the look. He's got the skill. Mentally, he's just not always been there, you know. And he's also one of those dudes that like fought Overeem in K1 and wore wrestling shoes for the fight. Like he just does some things where you're like, what is going on right now? But on Todd's best night, he's amazing.
Dun dun dun! It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's a ball trimmer sent from space, gentlemen. Our friends over at Manscaped have been working night and day to bring you a below-the-waist grooming experience like none other with their brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra featuring the Lawnmower 5.0. We're talking about a next-generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine. That's right. Upgrade your grooming game to the Ultra Sphere this year by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code MMA Roasted, high tech for low places, Manscaped. I'm telling you, people, I use Manscaped all the time. My balls feel amazing, amazing, okay? If you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and they put their balls, you put your balls in their mouth, okay? Or they put their balls in your mouth, whatever it is, okay? You want your balls, you want them shaved, you want them feeling good. It's a whole new experience, okay? AI is cool, but I think this might be the biggest technological advancement the world has seen in the past decade. Now, every man knows how scary it is when going for a close shave. Oh my God, I've cut myself. It's horrible. And then the whole day you're like, ugh, just not feeling good. It's just shaving, like your balls are just, ugh. You're wearing boxers and it's just going against you. And you're like, ugh, not good. Not good. Okay. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next gen skin safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade for go smooth whenever your heart desires. Okay, I'm telling you, they also have the Weed Whacker 2.0, which features skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Very delicate. Okay, so get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping with the code MANSCAPED at, I know, with the code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. I promise you, you've never seen a ball trimmer look like a spaceship. Get yours today with our folks at Manscaped. You're going to thank me when you have nice, shaved balls that feel really good. Check it out. Manscaped.
Yeah. Beck Rawlings, who I love, Rowdy Beck, she wore a shirt to a weigh-in one time saying, "Don't bully me, I'll come." She's got an OnlyFans. She's all tatted up. She's a little hottie. She's got these big titties. She's fighting Christine Fahea, another girl who, this girl was just born for bare knuckle fighting. Like, she just was. There are some people that, like, this sport was made for them. Perry and Christine. Alex, this fight, how do you see it going?
I think Christine's just a better bare knuckle fighter. I haven't seen much on Beck, but didn't Beck fight Paige?
Yeah, she beat Paige.
Didn't Beck?
Yeah, she beat Paige, I think, in bare knuckle. Lost to her in MMA. But the last fight, Beck was winning or doing well, and they stopped it on a cut or something. And so this is like the third.
I think Beck is a lot bigger than Christine.
Yeah.
Like height and length. But yeah. Christine is an animal, so we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I think that's an interesting one. You know, I don't have a favorite, but if I'm going to pick skill-wise, for the bare-knuckle boxing sport, I'll have to go with Beck.
Right.
I mean, Christine.
Right. And then also on this fight, which is pretty awesome, Jeremy Stephens, who has just had the worst luck. And, like, he was a guy, Bill, remember when Conor McGregor went, "Who the fuck is that guy?" Remember that he said that?
Yeah.
That was to Jeremy Stephens. Jeremy Stephens is, like, this quiet kid from Iowa, just a monster, been around forever. And he goes to that stupid press conference in New York City. And the people from Fox Sports at the time were, like, telling everyone, "Don't let McGregor talk the whole time. Say something." They kept fucking nudging him. So then he listens. And he's like, "Hey, I knock people out." And then McGregor goes, "Who the fuck is that guy?" And that becomes the biggest meme in the history of, like, combat. Poor fucking guy. Jeremy Stephens is fighting Jimmy Rivera, who also is a tough guy, who's now a cop. He's a Jersey cop. He quit MMA, become a police officer, and now he's a cop who is taking time away from his police work to fight Jeremy Stephens.
Quit
fighting. Which I'm excited to watch this. I keep muting Don because I love Don. He's one of my favorite people in the world. People ask me, Don Fry, I will do anything for Don Fry. I love the guy. But for some reason, he comes on the podcast and it becomes puppy training every week where I'm trying to talk and I hear, come here. And then I point it out to him and then it gets worse. I can't understand. Because people are trying to listen to the show and they're like, "Oh, I'm trying to hear what Adam has to say or the Spartan or Bill," and instead they're hearing Don and his fucking dog. All right, so Spartan, this fight, Stevens Rivera, who do you like?
That's an amazing fight, man. Like, if you know the sport, you know that that's an amazing fight, man. I think Jimmy Rivera is a little bit of a better boxer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think he might be a little more dynamic. Jeremy's a legend in MMA. But that's definitely the sleeper fight on the card right there.
1,000%. This is 100% sleeper fight of the card.
Alex, I have a question for you. Do you feel that in MMA bare knuckle, there's any place for jiu-jitsu at all?
Oh, of course. There's always a place in the
Are people getting like good submissions for bare knuckle MMA?
Yeah. I mean, you can't grab inside the glove and save yourself. I mean, every fighter, it knows it's against the rules, but if you're choking me fucking unconscious, I'm going to reach in your glove and try to peel your hand off. So you can't do that anymore. It's not as exciting. Roy Nelson beat Alan Belcher, and then Alan Belcher won the decision. Like, any mixed martial artist that watches that fight goes, okay, you know, Roy's taking him down, but Roy took him down, used jiu-jitsu, and won the fight. And they gave it to Alan in Mississippi, which, you know, may just be bare knuckle MMA. We want to see violence, you know? We want to see violence, right? Maybe. But jiu-jitsu submission chokeholds will definitely be easier to pull off. And it's a smart way to go about it. It's definitely the smart way to go about it.
Dude, the guy in charge of bare knuckle seems like a pretty good guy, but he's crazy. So there was a fight one time a couple years ago where the fight was kind of boring. Bare knuckle, not MMA, bare knuckle fighting. The guy walks in after he goes, that fight sucked. I'm not paying either of these guys. And I was like, you can't do that. Like, this is a fucking sport. You can't, like, imagine it in the NBA. Like, no one's making baskets. Like, you guys are both. I mean, you remember that happened, Alex?
I do. I remember seeing the video. And, you know, that's an interesting thing to say. I'd be like, cool, I'm suing the fuck out of your company. Don't pay me.
Right. No, 100%. 100%. So listen, Alex, you're not with that Russian girl anymore, the half-naked one that was always on Instagram, but you're always with a hot girl. But now you found Jesus. Is it harder to get, like, hot pussy now that you're a religious man? Because I would assume yes.
Sorry.
I mean, nobody's perfect, brother. Nobody's perfect. We're forgiven for our sins. I mean, I'm trying to find a good girl, but it's very hard to do nowadays.
Yeah, that ain't the truth.
Hard to find good people out here nowadays.
Yeah.
Everybody's tweaking on something.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit depressing, but then you think about eternity if you really believe in the concept and you think you're trying to do good for everybody around you. I mean, I met a girl and she's a nice, sweet girl, and it's working out, and I'm still getting plenty of pussy. So I guess the answer to your question is no.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Good. Because the other ones, it seemed like you would always go for these strippers or OnlyFans models, and I was worried about you because it's always like, you know, you're a nice, protective guy, but I could see them, you know, getting likes from people and you getting a little jealous and then killing that guy. So I'm happy.
Well, you can't, bro. Like, any young man out there listening, you can't get jealous. You trust that person. You understand people are going to do whatever they want to do anyway. So you either got to
go. A whore's going to be a whore.
Yeah, that's the thing about it all the time. Like you just said, a whore's going to be a whore. A bitch is going to be a bitch. A dude who is an asshole is going to be an asshole. And God bless us all.
Now you have you have one kid or two kids now?
I have one.
One. So now your kid at school, does he go around telling people that his dad's a bare knuckle MMA fighter?
We've had a lot of problems in private school. Yes. He's 6 years old now, and he's on the verge of getting kicked out of private school. And I think it's more because somebody's mom's a doctor, somebody's mom's a lawyer. His mom fights in the UFC, and his dad fights professional bare knuckle. And I think it's not a problem. He doesn't have a problem. Like, he's a young 6-year-old kid with tons of energy. But I'm doing my best, brother. He grew up watching violence. He's a little baby Spartan boy. And I mean, the world's just too soft, man. It's like you got a bunch of 6-year-olds smacking each other. One smacks a little harder. You tell them to stop. Listen. this is a very sensitive subject for me right now, Adam.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to bring up any. I don't want to be the guy getting smacked next. But listen. Well, listen. You know,
No, I mean, it is what it is, bro. You know, it is what it is.
Well, I just would love to see you at the PTA meetings. Like, that would be really, really funny. I would love to see the Spartan walking in with the moms and the rich moms in Florida. I think that would be like that's like its own show, you know?
I don't want this shit to be documented.
Oh, got it. Well, listen, Alex, happy holidays. I love you, man. Hopefully I'll see you next time in Florida, man. And keep up the great work.
Appreciate you guys. God bless, man.
Take care, partner. God bless. Take care. Good luck.
Alex the Spartan. Dude is
when's his next fight?
I don't know. I should have asked him what his next fight is. The guy.
Yeah, that'd be appropriate. Yeah. It would, you know, it'd be like you concerned or interested in the guest. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, appropriate. I hear every time he's trying to fucking talk. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey, I'm having a bad back day, buddy. I'm having a real bad back day.
What does that have to do with your dog fucking growling every five seconds?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me growling.
So, all right. Well, now basically also they're trying to say the PFL guy, which I, you know, the president of the PFL, I think he's pretty smart, actually, because he, according to him, because now that the PFL bought Bellator, he thinks champ for champ, Bellator and PFL can beat the guys in the UFC.
Of course he's going to think that. That's what you're supposed to think when you fucking invest that much fucking money into anything, you know? You think, you know, with the AFC bought the, you know, the NFC, they thought that too. Shit.
Or when Vince McMahon did the XFL or Trump did USFL, it'd be so much better.
Well, I'll tell you though, man, the guy actually, I hate to say it, but I think he might have a point in some of them, right?
Really?
So he goes 265, Francis Ngannou versus John Jones.
Okay. Okay, give him that. Yeah. We still haven't seen John Jones at heavyweight yet. So, you know, come on.
Well, we've seen him once. We've seen him beat Cyril Gunn.
No, we haven't. Oh, bullshit. That was no fucking fight. That was Cyril Gunn just walking in there pissing himself, you know, and slipping on the piss before he got punched.
Yeah, but Gunn went, what? I mean, Gunn went for what? How many rounds with Ngannou? He went 5 rounds with Ngannou.
Who did?
Cyril Gunn did.
Oh, that's because neither one threw a fucking punch. I was there. It was so fucking lame. God dang. If I, you know, one of those things where if I was 20 years younger, you know, shit, those stupid fucking theories, you know, come on. But you're right. That was the worst fucking thing I could see.
You're absolutely right. You're 100% right. So you're right. We have not seen John Jones at heavyweight to really make that call. Based on Ngannou's fight against Tyson Fury, I'm trying to ask him to unmute. Terrence, I'm asking you to unmute. We got Terrence McKinney right now, who's on like a 3-fight winning streak? 4-fight winning streak?
2-strike winning streak.
3-fight winning streak where he's finishing everybody.
No, two.
Two. All right, two. All right. Three in my book. You're a little late. Way to help the stereotype about Black people being late.
It's my pleasure, man. It was an honor, you know, keep the tradition going.
Of course. Terrence, you're here with Don Fry, the legend.
How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
Actor.
Good, sir.
Have you seen Terrence's fight, Don? He holds the record. He knocked out Steamroller for Vola in how many seconds?
Seven
seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you beat me by a second then. Oh, shit.
And Terrence is killing it. He's a guy. He was ranked number one in high school in wrestling, and then he got into mushrooms and acid. He fell off.
Yes.
He was pronounced dead three times. His mom kicked him out of the house. He was almost homeless. He was doing terrible. He got his life together. Went to junior college, became a national champion, wrestling star, went into the LFA, won in the UFC, won like his fights in crazy fashion. Like he's on the bottom and he's elbowing people, knocking people out from the bottom, from the top.
Whoa.
Just killing everybody. Terrence, am I right? Am I doing this?
Yeah, I did go on a nice little kill spree, you know, and I'm ready to start another one up.
Yes, but the problem, he was taking it on short notice. He fought Drew Dober on like 6 minutes notice. Another guy, so he wasn't getting in the best of shape. He was like kind of he got a little bit too confident with his power, as he should. But now he's looking unbeatable. And then you have a kid, right? You have a kid? You just have a kid?
Yeah, I've got a kid. His name's Elias.
Elias, nice. And he's got a big tattoo on his back, like I've never seen.
The
like,
kid?
No.
Yeah, I got my son his first tattoo, you know. I'm keeping another tradition going, you know. I got my third kid in grade school.
So Terrence, we're talking about Don Davis, who's the head of the PFL, or one of the heads. I don't know how PFL makes money. They just keep spending money and they don't bring in any money. But so he's, now that they acquired Bellator, he's saying that his guys can beat the UFC.
Oh,
so we're going match by match. So Ngannou versus John Jones, who do you like in this?
John Jones.
Really?
Yeah, he just more tools to win, you know. If like they're in a rule set, like where they got to stay standing, then yeah, I'll give the edge to Francis.
Right.
But John Jones really don't knock people out. And I always, the puncher chance always lives on. So right. He has that.
By the way, Chandler Jones, right? Who's John's brother. Like you always thought John was the one who had issues in the family. John is like a saint compared to his brother Chandler. And look, I'm not going to knock on anyone's mental health because it's fucking horrible. But he posted a video yesterday saying that he got kicked out of Vegas. They're after him, the police in Vegas. So now he's in Scottsdale, Arizona. And he gave you a whole tour of his house. His house is beautiful. But at a minute and a half, he realized he's butt naked. Because he puts the camera onto a mirror and you see his fucking huge dick in the, like he doesn't even believe it. And then he goes, oops, my bad.
If you had a dick that big, wouldn't you want to post on Instagram?
Yeah, why not? You know, you got to show the stereotypes are true once again, you know?
But, I mean, just when I was like, oh, wait, yeah, he's got a great house, he's got money, he's doing that. Like, I don't know why he was butt naked and thought, I'm just going to do a live on Instagram and show everyone my cock. And then why he wouldn't delete it 3 seconds later. Maybe people.
He was getting more fans. He said, I was going to delete it, but I saw a couple hearts on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all talking about it right now, right? So,
I heard it was a long story. You know what I mean? I heard it first from Adam.
Dude, the memes were hilarious. All right. So at 135, Patchy Mix, who at one point looked like he wasn't as good as he is, but he's just been on a tear. He's just been knocking people out left and right, finishing people. Him versus O'Malley. It seems like most people are picking Patchy Mix, which is crazy because O'Malley's undefeated. Terrence, who do you like at 135 in this matchup?
I'm going with Patchy Mix as well.
Why?
I think because he got more range of size. I think he's one of the better grapplers in that weight class. He's awkward. He gets a hold of people. He gets a hold of everyone, and that's the problem. And he's going to submit you if you're not on that level.
Now, wait, what's the guy's first name?
Patchy.
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 No, like not Apache. Just Apache.
Oh, like Apache Nix. Wow, that's a hell of a name. That's like a pro wrestler name. Oh, shit.
It is a cool name. Sometimes I think people are like, they're given these names and they have to be fighters because it's like, what else are you going to do? Have you trained with both those guys or either of those guys?
No, neither yet.
Okay, all right. Now, Pitbull Volkanovski. As much as I like Pitbull, I don't even know which one is which. And I think that they're kind of both past their prime. So
I'm going to have to go with Volkanovski. Even Ilya would do a man. Maybe even Ardo Allen would do that boy in. Honestly, he'll get killed by anyone in the top 10, in my opinion. Cater would give him the business. I'm sorry.
Yes.
He's too little, bro. He'll get hurt by them guys. Those are big, real featherweights.
And then Islam versus OAM.
Oh, come on now.
Right. So there, he kind of loses there.
I'll even throw Justin Gaethje in there, and he eliminate all the motherfuckers.
Now, Don, are you sleeping now? I think Don's sleeping.
No, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Now, Don, who do you like?
I don't blame you, bro. You got to be comfortable, you know what I mean? That's why some people like to be naked, you know?
When you're allowed, like, you can lie down on a couch for a podcast.
That's how you do it.
Now, he said Magomed Kurov or Jason Jackson versus Leon Edwards. Well, we don't even know if Edwards is going to be Colby Covington. So that's...
Either way, I'm going to go with Jackson. I like his power. And yeah, man. I like how he fights, man. He's dangerous, man.
Now, Don, are you going to be in Colby's corner for that fight?
Well, if he asks, I will, yeah. When is the fight?
December 16th. Madison in Vegas. It's the big event at the end of the year. Colby,
I just say that because Jackson fought, to me, the better wrestler. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
knocked him out.
But so, that guy also Leon's just going to
stand up. And Leon doesn't really have punching power. So that's why I'm going to give it to Jackson. Mm-hmm. He has punching power. And
didn't that guy just fight in
the
war?
He knows how to make it a scrap. You know, he knows how to make it his fight.
But that guy just came back from the Ukraine, bro, right? Did he just come back from Ukraine, that guy? Like,
either way, he's wrestling with the most savage motherfuckers you think about. His teammate's Edwin, you know, and that motherfucker's good. And so if he got knocked out, they're just saying Jackson's making strides right now. That's all I'm saying.
Now, who do you like, Colby or Leon?
I'm going with Colby.
Who do you want to win?
Colby.
Got
it. Oh, wow.
Bill, you?
I'm not a hater of Colby. I mean, to me, he's a good fighter, bro. People can say what they want. At the end of the day, this dude can fight, and it's really not boring. I'm sorry. When I watch him fight, I'm like, this dude can scrap.
Yeah.
He's, like, constantly hitting you, you know. Either he drowns you or, you know.
I mean, yeah, I like Colby as a fighter. And also, like, yeah, he's right. Bring it back to America.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Want to have a little bit of national pride.
I too am rooting for Colby. I think Colby puts on an act. Anyone that's met him knows he's like a really nice person in person, you know.
Yeah, I heard he's a really good dude. So, and I'm like I said, I give credit where credit's due. The dude can fight.
Now, Johnny Eblen, who has never lost.
Don't even ask me. You didn't even fucking ask me.
All right, Don, who do you want to win? Colby or Leon?
I'm gonna go with Colby, even though Colby does not like me. He hates me. To the core.
Why?
Because thank you for asking. There you go. very he hates me because when I met President Trump said, you know, you are my favorite fighter of all time. And so when Kobe, Kobe must have heard that. So, you know, it's just plain jealousy. You know, just disturbs him.
He looked like he'll get jealous over something like that, huh?
No, that's bullshit. When you were on the podcast, with Colby, Colby said nothing but respect for you, how much he liked you, how you were like one of his role models, like all this shit. So I think this is fake news. As
fake news.
Yeah, this is complete bullshit.
I'll sick my dog on you, and you know that you know I'll do it.
Now, Terrence, Don has 97 guns. How many guns do you own?
Two.
Oh,
yeah.
That's one
for each arm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Call me Blade.
Do you live in Texas?
Yeah, I do now.
Nice. How do you like Texas?
It's good. It's just I get to train with Kevin Holland every day, so like and train with a boxing coach, Shug. Like, I'm just getting more comfortable on the feet, and I think that's all I was missing. So I won't panic or rush takedowns, and it's been tremendous growth for me. Like, I can stand on the feet and be calm and not just aim for the face, as you see, 100 for the liver, really just setting my combinations up. And yeah, as you guys see, we're reaping the blessings of the sacrifice, the move. Nasty finishes in my last two fights. Took like one hit each fight, so we're just going to look to keep it going.
Now, speaking of Kevin, the word is that he's fighting MVP. Is this true?
It ain't true yet, but come on. Once they do ask my boy, you guys know it's an automatic yes. And my boy's going to wreck him. I'm telling you now, 100%.
That's going to be, I mean, I can't wait.
That's going to be a banger fight, man.
Yes. I mean, do you think, is Holland going to take you to the ground, though? Because MVP standing is one of the best. Not that
you guys know who Holland is, man.
My guy's like a
gangster. He don't care who you is. He'll fight you in your best position. He's going to show you that he can crack and it ain't going to go the way you think it's going to go.
All right. Okay. Look, if you say so, I believe it. I just felt like with the Wonder Boy fight, I thought he would have won that fight. But he was
Except his hand. Exactly. After this, it just makes sense. He's going, like I said, that fight might circle back again. We'll see. Wonder Boy is kind of getting old.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, Johnny Eblen versus Sean Strickland.
You already know I'm going with Johnny, man. This dude's nasty, bro. And I'm saying he a warrior, bro. I watched all his fights, and I know he can compete in any like championship. That's how I feel. So at least versus Strickland, he'll drown Strickland with the wrestling. Come on now.
Now, have you seen what happened?
Now, if you said someone like Alex Pereira or someone that could really slump a motherfucker, catch him with a flying knee, then I'd be like, yeah, they can get him. But if you're not like a dynamic striker and can't catch him clean off the takedowns, which Strickland really isn't a knee type of person, yeah, he's getting ate up. He's eating Strickland up.
So Sean Strickland, a couple days ago, a guy was beating up his girlfriend. According to Sean Strickland, this guy was drunk, stomping at a girl. A security guard seen it. He jumped in his car and drove off. Security followed him, hit a curb, completely shredded his tire, drove in on his rim for a while, then jumped out and tried to run into his house. I mean, what are the fucking odds you get out of your car and you're in Sean Strickland's house? So Sean Strickland initially thought he was stealing his car, so he jumped out and put a gun to the guy's head. You guys want to see this?
Holy shit.
Yeah,
play it.
All right.
I haven't seen it.
You got the real video, huh?
After that build up, how are we gonna say no?
Better have the exclusive battle. Come on, man.
So here's the guy.
Video, no one seeing.
And there's Sean Strickland. He put music to it.
Oh shoot!
Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. That's right, and there's no better place to get on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book and official partner of Major League Baseball. And guess what, people? New customers in Massachusetts get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. And finally, you can bet on all your favorite sports from the money line to point spreads to player props and more. I love it, okay? If I'm going to bet, I'm going to go on FanDuel. So now, bet on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss your chance to get $200 of bonus bets. Win or lose, how great is that? Okay, visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more. That's FanDuel, the official partner of Major League Baseball. You got to be 21 and older and present in Massachusetts. Okay, your first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. And bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Help is here. So is hope. Hope and help.
gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. That's FanDuel. Check it out now. Right now. You want to bet? That's where you go.
It looked like he blasted him. Did he just blast him right there?
Yeah. Laughing, and he's got a gun to the guy's head.
It looked like he shot at the ground or some shit.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, did he shoot at the
ground? Show it again.
That motherfucker blast something, huh? You guys seen that?
Why does this shit always happen to Strickland? And also to Kevin Holland. He's always like saving people or fighting crime.
People... Don't run up on Sean. That boy, he looked like he trigger happy right there.
So here we go. All right, here we go.
Yeah, let us see your passcode, brother.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. All right, so it says, man, I'm not doing that.
You just got to exit off screen for a second.
All right.
God almighty.
Sean, maybe I can get it on like Twitter. So Sean Strickland, he's always...
Either way, Sean Strickland is shooting motherfuckers. Don't fuck with us.
And white, too. The guy's white,
he gonna make
right?
the dance like the Wild Wild West, you guys. So don't fuck with
Sean okay, here Strickland. We go. Here we go.
Sean Strickland's about it, bro. He
you guys see? Gangster.
Yeah.
Except when it came to Kevin, he ain't.
Here we go. There's the drunk guy. He's on his knee, and then...
Fuck me. You talking about picking the wrong house, huh?
Watch this, Shoots. Right here. He shoot towards the ground. Oh, man, he definitely shot the ground. Maybe even twice.
Who's that guy with no neck? Like, who the fuck was that guy? That guy, like, he have like a...
He was like, are you going to shoot him, bro? Are you going to shoot him?
He has like a stooge that just hangs out with him. Like, just
yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was crazy. Now, by the way, what did you think of the Ian Gary situation with the wife and the girlfriend or the 40? What do you think about that?
Oh, me?
Yes, we already talked about it, but I want to hear your thoughts.
You know, I like some MILFs too, so you know, to each his own.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, I don't really judge them. You know, live your life. You know, whatever going in your house, that's between you and your wife and her side dude, wherever he is. You guys, you know, do your thing.
Right.
All is fair in love and war.
Everyone got their little niche. You know, obviously they a little freaky in there.
Right. Right. Now, you and your baby mama, are you guys married? Are you guys just dating? What's the deal?
No, we're not married.
Oh, there goes that stereotype too, fucker.
Yeah, how to make a black man uncomfortable.
It's a little dicey right now, but you know.
Hey, it's always dicey. When you have a new kid, it's always tough in the beginning. You just gotta,
especially when you start being successful.
You just got to wait it out.
Don't really care. As long as the money for my kid, she can have it all.
Good man. You're a good man.
No, don't have it all. Who, the wife? No. Listen. I'm going to give it to
you. She won't spend it on the kid. She won't spend it on the kid.
Do everything you can to make it work. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you want...
Yeah, it's cheaper. It's cheaper. It's better for the kid, man.
Yeah, it's cheaper to keep her. But, you know, if it's done, it's done, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, but
I just
got to
trust in God and just whatever he sees fit, so be it.
Yeah, you're right. Get a better lawyer. Get a better fucking lawyer.
Yep. So I got to fight one more time, and then I'll do it again. I'll do the dance again.
God. All right. So the fights this week. Beneil Dariush, who's like the nicest guy ever. Like on his free time, he goes and builds churches in third world countries.
Oh, my God.
You will not meet a nicer, like you would never know this guy's a straight killer. And he is. He's fighting Arman Surakian, who's solid fighter. It should be a great fight. Beneil's coming off a tough loss. He lost his last fight, which I didn't think was going to happen, but he did. To Charles Oliveira, he got knocked out in one round. And Arman is on a he beat Joaquin Silva. He beat Damir. He's on a 2-fight winning streak. Who do we like in this fight, Terrence?
I'm going to go with Benil because Armin's not usually the type to like to go crazy at first, which plays into the hands of Benil because Benil gets better as the fight goes along. If you start out slow and then he'll just start making his reads. So it's best to blitz people like Benil so they can't start developing the plan. Because you play that card of fighting slow and just, you know, starting slow, making reads, he'll beat you in that game. You got to blitz him. And I feel like they're going to both be cautious and it's going to be a Benil like split decision, I bet.
Don?
Oh, shit. You know, I was too busy listening to the guy to formulate my own thought, man. Shit, I mean, he put up a good. And I'm also looking at that good-looking black girl, like a sister back there behind me. That chick is hot, man. Jeez. I've seen her walk around that octagon a few times, man. You forget about the fight when she's strutting around, I'll tell you.
Got it. Bill?
I'm gonna say Benil. I like the way he fights. He always surprises me.
He's one of these guys that like beats the fights. What beats the guys I think he's gonna lose to and loses the fight.
Yes, 100%.
But I hope he wins. You won't meet a nicer guy in MMA. Bobby Green, who's on a career resurgence at like 70 years
crazy.
Old.
Crazy.
He's fighting Jalen Turner, who's a guy that was scared of tarantulas as a kid. So he went out and got like 1,000 of them. And now he breeds tarantulas. I've never met anyone who breeds tarantulas. He's taking this fight on short notice. But I think he's
going to get their legs apart.
I don't know. I have no idea how you breed tarantulas. But Terrence, who wins this fight?
Jalen Turner, if he can get it done at first. I think the later that it goes, the weight cut's going to be, vicious for Jalen Turner. Unless it's a catch weight or something I don't know about. What do you guys know what weight it is today?
No, I don't think it is a catch weight.
Jalen Turner, but if it goes out the first, Bobby Green for sure. I bet Bobby submits him.
I mean, this guy, it's fucking abs and Jesus Christ.
I'm looking at the blonde behind me, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And then, all right. So, do you know these guys, Bill?
I mean, Bobby Green for me, 100%, because he's on a mission from God, so I support him.
All right, and Don.
I don't know anything about Burger. I don't know.
All right, Division Figueroa's moving up. He was the champion at 125. Fighting at 135 going against Rob Font.
Looking for this fight.
Really?
This fight the most.
Why, Terrence? Tell me.
It's just because they both got that one punch type of power.
Yes. Now, Don, you still live in that house, right?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you still live in the house that I like saw you.
You muted me. What the hell did you mute me? What the hell am I doing wrong with this?
Snoring, the fucking snoring, the dog snoring is like, it's next level. But your house is huge. Why does the dog go by the phone every time? There's a
podcast. My dog loves me. You know? That's what dogs are for.
When your Wi-Fi finally works, I got a dog to compete with. But all right, so Sean Brady versus Kelvin Gastelum. Kelvin Gastelum is getting down to 170. I can't believe it. I never thought I'd
see that. I can't either. That guy's a big dude, you know. To get down to 170.
No, that's amazing. Was fat, bro.
He's
I'm
fat.
Not
He's not big at all. He's just his mom babied him until he was like 21. Like he was.
Yeah, you can tell he liked to eat good. You know what I mean?
Dude, he went to college for 1 month and got homesick. And then and then his mom makes him these big, fat Mexican plates of quesadilla. This, that, and like,
so fuck, I'd miss that too. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm going home for that too. That does sound nice. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, crime worthy.
He's such a mama's boy. I love him, but he's the biggest mom. He's also one of the best people I know. Sean Brady is a guy who's a monster. He's a guy, he beat That guy, who's the guy in jiu-jitsu from Australia that's like the big guy, the big Australian jiu-jitsu guy, Bill? The guy that like wins everything. He's like right under.
Are you talking about Craig Jones?
Yeah, he beat Craig Jones in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, wow.
This guy, Sean Brady. He's 15-1, but Bilal Muhammad ran through him. Fucking ran.
That's why I want Sean Brady to win, though, personally.
Come on. Why?
Because I'm cool with Sean Brady, man.
Yeah, he's not gonna have a guy. But Kelvin's like...
But be realistic, Kelvin Hands is a lot crisper than, what's his name? So, if he can't get on the ground, it might be an early night. Like some Bisping type shit.
But Kelvin was a state champ wrestler.
Yeah.
Kelvin's a black belt, I think. If it, now, how much do you think Kelvin will be fight day? Like, you think he'll come in at 200 pounds?
He got to be smart about that. I think if he does that, that's the mistake that he makes.
But is that what you do, right? Don't you go up to, like, 25?
I go up to, like, 175 at the highest.
And you weigh in at 55?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't Kelvin missed weight a lot?
Dude, it was like, 4 times in a row. One time though, he had to give he had to give Tyron Woodley his 20% of his earnings or something, and Tyron sent it back to him, which is pretty cool. Like Tyron,
yeah, that's
pretty
awesome. Cool. Tyron's a different dude.
Yeah, that's good dude. I don't know, dude. Man.
Yeah,
I like him. I like him. Left it
for myself. Thank you. Come on, guys.
Yeah. I think Tyrone's top. I think Tyron Woodley's the top-notch guy, man.
Top-notch guy. I mean, he gets a lot of shit because of that Jake Paul nonsense, but people forget.
Fuck him, he's smart.
Yeah, he's
smart. He came up.
Yeah, I like
I'll him. Fight Jake Paul right now, too, for the book.
Yeah, exactly. I'd probably take a dive, too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you want me to fall? Like this or like that?
Yeah, exactly. Want me to rip my shorts all the way down? You want my feet up in the air?
Also, Clay Guida is on this card. His
record, my God.
38 wins and 23 losses. And I'm kind of mad at him, to be honest. I'm not mad at him, but I wrote something for the MMA Awards. I wrote him a song that he wanted. He didn't like the song.
Why they got Clay Guida fighting that little steroid mother effer? They must know it must be his last fight, because this is your last fight in UFC. You got to get your ass beat, I guess.
I hope Clay Guida.
Like in pro wrestling, you got to do a job on the way out.
You know what I mean?
Put the new people over, you know? Otherwise, if you beat him, then why quit, right?
Yeah. Don's like Clay Guida. No, Don's heavyweight. Clay Guida's the 155.
Like Joaquin Silva just gave Armin a crazy fight.
Yeah. Man. I mean, Clay Guida, though, I feel bad because his brother, Jason Guida.
Hey, but don't sleep on Clay Guida. The mistake you make is they try to kill him, G. Then he's still there.
But his brother... His brother keeps getting fatter. His brother must be like 300 pounds now.
No.
Every time he keeps feeding me. Every time we're fighting, he slaps him in the face. And it was one thing when he was 170, but now he's getting a fucking straight slap from a 350-pound monster.
Challenge is the joint power slap, man.
Fuck, dude. I think he's like...
Sound like he likes slapping people. He might be a natural.
Yeah,
also, Misha Tate is on the undercard here. Taking on Julia Avila. I don't know who that is. I hope Misha wins. I like Misha a lot.
Yeah, she's a good person.
And
that's your way of saying she's going to lose.
Yeah.
And Drakkar Close, another underrated guy. Why are the guys?
I'm going with Close. That's my boy. Yeah. He's brothers with one of my old coaches and brothers. And yeah, I like both of them. Yeah, I'm going with Close by knockout, TKO, like third round or second.
I hope so. And then Veronica Hardy, who's Dan Hardy's wife, is taking on Jamie Lynn Horth. I don't know anything about her, but I got to root for Dan Hardy's wife. So Terrence, what do you got coming up?
I'm hoping to fight like either like February or January, don't matter, or even March. I'm not, whatever they see fit, it don't matter. I'm healthy. I'm only getting better. I want one more good win, and then I want someone serious.
Got it. Well, listen, I mean, you're right there, bro. I mean, you're all the tools.
How old are you? You look like you're 20 years old.
I'm just lucky, man. I'm actually 29, you know.
Oh, man, again, those black stereotypes. Black don't crack.
You know, I'm keeping them going, but nah, I actually look hella young.
What does your baby mama do?
She didn't have to do anything.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And where good do you meet? Where do you guys meet?
I met her way back in the day through like mutual friends.
So you guys been together like for a long time?
No, we were together for a long time.
Oh, you guys split up?
Yeah.
Oh, Terry.
You're making him very uncomfortable. Can you tell, Adam?
Sorry, Terry. Sorry. Well,
that's why I told you guys. I just got to let God do what he do. If never get back together, it will happen. But it's not something I'm just going to be chasing. I got to still live my life, be in peace, you know, get close to God and focus on just winning. And my son will know that I love him.
She's Mexican? She's Mexican or black?
She's white? Pretty much like a Puerto Rican the way she acts, man. Girls are just crazy, bro. So come on. White?
So she's white?
I don't know. I don't know everything she is, but her mom gets super dark in the summer, you know? She don't even know what she is, but, you know, sometimes she's sometimes she looks Puerto Rican and white, you know? She could be any of those things.
So we don't know. Okay, so we don't know what color she is. We don't know how long you've been with her. You're not really sure where you guys met.
No, we were together for 3 years.
3 years.
You guys met in Washington.
Oh, Washington State or D.C.?
State.
Got it, got it, got it. And she was with you back when you were going through the crazy times, or?
Yeah, she was with me on, like, the come up, pretty much, like, towards the end of the come up.
Got it. Nice. Well, listen, man, listen, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm not going to chase or nothing. That's just not who I am. I'm just going to live my life. And if it's the force to get back together down the road, then so be it. If not, so be it. I'm just got to focus on me.
Well, don't fall for like any girls that are trying to see you. You're good.
Low key, I can't date no girls, you know, especially where I'm at now. At the end of the day, I'm just going to think they're for the bucks. So I just got to do me. And just run up the bucks, show my son, send the money every time I can, and just tell him I love him on TV, and he's gonna feel that when he's older. So
yeah, well, you're probably a great dad. I'm sure you're a great dad.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, you got look at what you've been through. You've been
exactly.
And your mom's doing good.
Yeah, she's doing good. She's the GOAT, man. She always, whenever I'm feeling down, she always just says something. And, you know, the soul feels it, you know, you just tell like God's like with her, you know, when she speaks, the way she walks, you know, it has motion, you know, she don't just talk, things start to happen.
Well, she's got to be really proud of you. I mean, look where you came from. I mean, you were literally. I mean,
I used to live on the floor, with pretty much crackheads. So like, I came from, I grinded my way here, you know, from nothing. Broke my leg on this journey. Had to move back in with my mom. Like, it's been crazy.
How many times?
You got to become champion so we can write the script.
How many times the cops tase you?
Hell, I ate it, man. I was like, I'm too powerful. That's what I yelled out there. You can't stop me.
you said I'm too powerful while they were tasing you?
Yeah, I was like, no, this is what I said. I said, I rule the motherfucking world, bro. After they tased me.
Wow. Wow. You're lucky you didn't get shot. You're lucky you didn't get shot.
Yeah, hell, God was there that day.
Man. Well, listen, you gotta
that'd have been scary as hell. If I seen that happen, I ain't gonna lie. I'd have like, yo, if he comes at me like a rodent, I might have to get him, you know.
Well, you were state champion wrestler. I mean, muscles galore, and you're taking tases saying I'm the most powerful motherfucker in the world.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah, right. I mean, what do you expect? But now we're righteous. We're just focused on training.
smoking a little bit of weed in, here and there, right?
Exactly, just a little bud and just chill, you know?
Yes, that's good. That's good. Well, listen, thank you, Terrence. I hope you have a great weekend. You're going to the fights, right?
Yeah, if you're at the fights in Austin, I'll be there.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm not going to be there, but have a great time and give my best to everybody.
I love. Good talk to you, Adam and Bill, and, you know, Fry. Nice meeting, I don't see you there. You know, he must have passed out on the couch with the dog.
That's exactly what happened.
You boys stay blessed.
Take care.
All right, later.
All right. I like Terrence. He's a great kid.
I mean, seriously, that's like, I always think, like, I want to write a screenplay, like a sports screenplay. If someone like him becomes champion, like, what a story.
Damn.
But you need to be champion for there to be a screenplay.
I'll tell you, if I didn't get married, I don't think I would have been with my wife right now. You know, like that marriage, as much as like the wedding suck and everything else, it's a big fucking deal. It's so easy to not be with someone when you're not married.
Yeah, it's true.
And look, don't get me wrong. There's people, maybe you shouldn't be with the person. Maybe the person is toxic. Yeah. Plenty of people make it work. So I'm not judging. But I see people all the time having kids. Like, oh, you guys married? No, we're gonna make it. I'm like,
Yeah, no, I know.
But you know.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, you know, I mean, even though I'm married, you know, it almost hasn't worked a bunch of times. I mean, we've been through, you know, couples therapy and it's fuck, marriage is hard. It's like 50%. It's like that's what Bill Burr used to have a great bit about that. He's like, you know, it's 50%. People are still lining up and do it. Like if you were going like parachute off an airplane, they were like
skydiving. 50% chance of dying. Would you do it?
Right. I mean, it's so true. Nothing but respect to Terrence and Alex. Alex is a pretty serious guy.
Very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both those guys, like, they're just like, you know, everyone's got like I feel like a lot of fighters are very like connected to God, or they have a connection to their faith. That comics, what do comics ever talk about God?
Dude, I dropped my kid off at Christian school today. It was her first day after
that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny.
Oh, after the meat grinder, yeah.
Yeah, after the triple murder, after the triple homicide. Then that was crazy. Because they were like, what are you doing here for? You know, they're like, I was in church. And they're like, oh, you know, some of you are here because you're all here. You need to find Jesus. I'm here because Timmy's dad's a fucking psycho. I'm not here. I mean, Jesus is great. No, we need something. Anyway, Bill, you're the best. I'll see you. What do you got tonight? Are you in L.A.?
No, I'm in Florida now. I'm going to be... I'll be in LA though this weekend.
All right. Yeah. Are you getting up in Florida?
No, just a little vacay.
All right. Well, yeah. If I was gonna say if you're there Saturday, I could probably hook you up with the Boca Black.
Oh, you'll be there this Saturday?
No, I'm not, but I could make a phone call for you.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm taking off. Yeah.
Anyway, you're the best.
Thank you, sir.
I'll talk to you soon. Take care, guys.